In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We never do prostrations on Sunday, because Sunday is the day of the resurrection, and it is a day of joy and celebration. We do many prostrations during the season of Great Lent. In the evening at the Liturgy of Pre-Sanctified Gifts during the week. But on Sunday, no prostrations, except before the cross, at the center of the Great Lenten season, is the cross. And even on Sunday, even as we celebrate the resurrection by the Divine Liturgy and receive Holy Communion, we still prostrate ourselves before the cross. Why? Because the cross is the source of our life. It is the tree of life. It is the source of our Christian freedom from death and from the domination by passions that has plagued the human race from the beginning, from the fall. In the garden, the tree that stood there became the means of the loss of the life that human beings had because they were united to God. God is the only source of life in the universe. He created the world, but the world has no life in it aside from His own life. And when the first parents lived in the Garden of Paradise, when they turned their backs on that only source of life, God Himself, and turned to a created thing, the tree that bore fruit that they were tempted by, sin came to life. It had no life before that. Sin came to life, and our first parents, and all of us since, have died. First, there was the death in the soul because of the separation from God. And then, eventually, the body too died, separated from that which was the source of its life. The human soul in communion with God, without oneness with God, the soul could not sustain the body in life. But that was turned around by Christ's death on the cross. He who had our full humanity, our perfect humanity, the new Adam, died on the cross in order to give us life. The cross is the symbol universally of Christ's destruction of the power of death to give us eternal suffering. All over the world where the cross is seen, that part of it is understood. The cross is our salvation from eternal death. And it's understood that Christians who accept Christ and His gospel, the teaching of the cross, will have eternal life after the end of this life. But unfortunately, not all of the meaning of the cross passed into the West. And so the cross is a symbol of something less in the West than it is for Orthodox Christians. For us, the cross is the symbol of the new life that we have been given to be able to live now. Death cannot prevail over us if we follow Christ. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, God Himself and fully man, led death captive. He took death as His captive, and He destroyed its power over our humanity. if we are willing to take up our cross, as he commands us to do in the gospel that we have just read, sin in all of its forms, death in all of its forms, because they are one thing, sin and suffering and death, they all come from our loss of oneness and communion with God that is returned to us, is restored to our humanity in Christ. Christ died on the cross not simply to free us from suffering after the separation of the soul and the body. He died on the cross that we too, once we put this domination by the passions and the world behind us, can lead death captive in our own lives. A Christian is one who is not dominated by the presence of sin and suffering and death in the world. We are freed from that power if we are willing to accept the cross and turn the suffering of this world into freedom from that suffering. There is still suffering in the world. There is still sin and death. And while sin was never able to be controlled by the law, because as St. Paul says, sin is not under the power of the law. The law cannot control sin. That blasphemous and demonic sense of sinful freedom and joy that people have when they break the laws of God, it celebrates the fact that the law cannot dominate and control sin. It must be put to death. We know, as citizens of the world, that if we are going to have freedom from the powers that seek to control us in the world, worldly powers that hate that there are free people in the world, there must be sacrifice. There must be people who are willing to give their lives for us. As St. Gregory Palamas said 700 years ago, kings ask that we give our lives for them so that we can have their protection. Christ God asks us to give our lives not for his sake, but for our sake. We give our lives to him. And we are released as we struggle against the pull of the power of our passions and love of this world and our desires for things that are less than God. As we struggle against them, we are gradually freed inwardly from the pull of the body that is still dominated by the presence of sin in the flesh. St. Paul says that the flesh fell into sin, and sin dominates the flesh, controls the flesh. That those who are in and of the flesh are controlled by sin. But he says that those who are of Christ, those who follow him, are not in the flesh. They are in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit of Christ. The spirit of freedom from the control over our lives by the presence of sin in the flesh, by the presence of death in the world. There is not that despair in the face of sin and suffering and death that those who are not Christians, not followers of Christ, often feel, because we are free of that power. We worship God in truth, because we know the revelation of the meaning of Christ in our life, and we worship him in spirit. We worship him by living the life that he has given us to live. This is the freedom that God has given us, not to be dominated by our own passions and our own desires, but to put to death their power over us, to struggle against them. Not gaining some kind of ability or freedom of our own on the basis of any strength that we have, because the first requirement is humility. abandonment of the hope that we can have that kind of strength for ourselves. It is always the strength and power of God incarnate himself who has destroyed the power of death. And by humility, we enter into his bearing of the cross, his leading of the power of death into subjection to him. It can be subject to us through him. During the Lenten season, we exercise our spiritual effort in order to remember that we need not be controlled by the presence of death in the world. We need not have despair. We need not be led by our passions and desires, but we can put them behind us gradually. It takes a long time for us to learn to follow Christ because the pull of the flesh is constant. It never gives up until the end. But we fight through that struggle until the ends of our lives. It is our race, as St. Paul says. The race that we are called to complete throughout our lives. And throughout our lives, Christians are witnesses of the fact that there is a freedom from the power of sin and suffering and death in the world. And that battle has already been won by Christ himself. It remains only for us to participate in our own lives to the degree that we are able. We stand amongst those millions and billions of Christians, the saints and the martyrs, who have not bowed down to the power of death, who have not given in to subjection to their own passions and desires, but instead we fall down before the cross of freedom, the cross of life, the cross of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.